USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Reports are coming in that Russia is invading Ukraine by land, sea, and air. Explosions were heard in the capital Kyiv and other major cities around Ukraine. Russian troops are marching through the nuclear wasteland of Chernobyl, where the 1986 nuclear meltdown happened. Ukrainian forces tried to hold them off. The explosions were very near the dome, which was placed over the ruined reactor. If it was pierced, it could release radiation once again. President Biden announced tougher sanctions on Russia.
Cut off Russia's largest bank, a bank that holds more than one-third of Russia's banking assets by itself. Cut it off from the U.S. financial system. And today, we're also blocking four more major banks.
More sanctions will be discussed at a NATO summit on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroof, my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll free 888-444-8895. Toll free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
There's been a global show of support for the people of Ukraine in Beirut, in Rome, and in New York City. This demonstrator came from that country.
This is not only about Ukraine, it's about everybody out there. Please help our families.
And even people in Russia turning out by the thousands to decry their country's invasion as emotional calls for protests grew on social media. Around 1,700 people in 54 Russian cities were detained. Almost 1,000 of them were in Moscow. Hundreds of posts came in on social media condemning Moscow's most aggressive actions since the 1979 invasion of Afghanistan. Vladimir Putin had called the attack a special military operation. This was a false claim that the U.S. had predicted would be a pretext for invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Vaccine makers have made big profits over the past couple of years.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine brought in nearly $7 billion in the final quarter of 2021, and the drug maker says it signed purchase agreements for another $19 billion in sales this year. The vaccine maker's COVID-19 shots, which are now available in more than 70 countries, totaled $17.7 billion in sales last year, the first full year on the market. Taking advantage of coronavirus, Moderna earned $12.2 billion compared to a net loss of $747 million the year previous. On top of those numbers for 2022, analysts forecast a $21.5 billion profit for Moderna. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
World economies hit a speed bump due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
U.S. stock markets fell Thursday as the attack caused global energy prices to jump and sent investors to fixed income assets. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 1.5%. That index sits more than 12% away from its January 3rd record close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 700 points. The blue chip is more than 11% off its record. The NASDAQ Composite declined just 0.9% Thursday and down more than 20% from its high in November of 2021. Most major Asian stock indexes fell about 3%, and markets in Europe dropped just about the same in early hours trading.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.